It's Wednesday, August 24th, 2016 AD. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. God brought a strong earthquake into central Italy in the early hours of Wednesday, causing buildings to collapse with reports of victims and sending panicked residents fleeing into the streets of numerous towns and cities, reports Reuters. The U.S. Geological Survey said it was a 6.2 magnitude quake that hit near the town of Norcia in the region of Umbria at 3:36 in the morning. Residents of Rome, some 105 miles from the epicenter, were woken by the earthquake, which rattled furniture and swayed lights in most of central Italy. More than half the people outside the government who met with Hillary Clinton while she was Secretary of State gave money, either personally or through companies or groups, to the Clinton Foundation. The Associated Press reports that at least 85 of 154 people from private interests who met or had phone conversations scheduled with Clinton while she led the State Department, donated to her family charity or pledged commitments to its international programs. All combined, the 85 donors contributed as much as $156 million. Commenting on the report, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump said, "Hillary Clinton is totally unfit to hold public office. It is impossible to figure out where the Clinton Foundation ends and the State Department begins. It is now abundantly clear that the Clintons set up a business to profit from public office. They sold access." Trump is calling for a prosecutor to look into the allegations. Proverbs 29:4 says, "A just king gives stability to his nation, but one who demands bribes destroys it." India, the second most populous country with 1.2 billion people and the most populous democracy. Yet, according to Morningstar News, in the first half of 2016 alone, already 134 incidents of violence against Christians have been carried out, compared with 147 incidents in all of 2014 and 177 in 2015, according to an independent report. And to top it off, the report by the Evangelical Fellowship of India's Religious Liberty Commission is just a, quote, fraction of the violence on the ground, unquote. In a Fox News interview on Monday night, one black pastor, Mark Burns, is challenging black voters to stop voting for the Democrats.
African Americans have been voting and supporting the Democratic Party for over 50 years. And what do we have to show for it? Right now, the net worth of an African American family is less than $5,000. Food stamps and welfare benefits are at an all-time high. We have abortion clinics that are positioned strategically within urban communities in this country where we make up as African American 14% of the population. But over 40% of the abortions are done by black women. So you cannot declare black lives matter when black baby lives don't matter. That's over 14 to 15 million black babies that have been killed.
A Wisconsin Planned Parenthood abortion mill was forced to close for two reasons: because fewer women are seeking abortions and because it could not find anyone to kill babies, reports LifeNews.com. Asia Bibi, the Pakistani Christian mother who has suffered in prison since she was arrested in 2010, will have one final chance to overturn the decision which sentenced her to death under the country's blasphemy laws, reports GospelHerald.com. Muslims allege Bibi is guilty of blasphemy against Islam by saying, quote, "My Christ died for me. What did Muhammad do for you?" Bibi will have her final appeal heard by the Supreme Court in the second week of October. The Worldview spoke with William Stark of International Christian Concern, who addressed previous reports about Bibi's current health condition.
And he actually found that she was in good health and in good condition. Her spirits are high. She's actually excited for, you know, the case to be heard at the Supreme Court level, because really, once in Pakistan, especially in the court system, the higher up the level you go in the court system, the less influence there is from outside of the court.
Stark says he is hopeful that Asia Bibi will not be executed.
There seems to be a pretty strong group within the Supreme Court who will actually decide things on the merits and who do actually hold up the rule of law. So because of all these factors, I am actually quite hopeful that her case will be heard on the merits and she will be acquitted.
A 91-year-old Michigan man who had a license to carry a concealed pistol was forced to shoot a 20-something suspect who tried to rob him, reports the Detroit News. The elderly victim had warned the would-be thief three or four times, but the young man kept coming at him. Jesus said, "If you don't have a sword, sell your cloak and buy one." Luke 22:36. And that's The Worldview on this Wednesday, August 24th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.